We're in the car. How exciting. I'm taking Rob for walkies.
Yay!
Come on, Rob. Good boy. Good boy. No, Rob has decided to join me on a trip to the cinema. When was the last time you went to the cinema?
Before T was born.
No way.
Yep. We used to have a Cineworld card like you, and it just became impossible. So
over 3 years.
Over 3 years last time. But we would come every weekend.
Bloody
hell.
We
came every weekend, and it was a sudden stop.
Wow. Okay, yeah. That's mental.
It is.
You see, I love my Cineworld card, and then I packed it in for all of like 2 months and realised how much I missed it, and now I'm trying to make more of an effort with it. Hence the reason I've seen the Ghostbusters film twice, I saw Godzilla, I saw Commando, I saw, oh God, what else have I seen? Mad Max, Fury Road.
Did you say Godzilla? You said
Godzilla. Yeah, Godzilla versus, no, Godzilla X Kong, or whatever it is. And now tonight we're seeing Boy Kills World, which I'm looking forward to because I don't really know where it appeared from. It just kind of flashed up on trailers one day and it's like, oh, that's Bob's Burger and Archer's voice.
Yeah, you just sent me the trailer once. I was like, well, that looks wicked. That's all I've seen. So that trailer, and then I think I watched the same trailer again.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
So that's all I know about it.
So yes, the voice is H. John Benjamin, who does Archer, he does Bob from Bob's Burgers, he did a handful of characters for Aqua Teen Hunger Force. But what's really weird, I don't get if it's actually had a full release yet or not, because I'm sure the release date wasn't until this week or next week, but all the cinemas seem to have like one or two showings of it through the day.
Is this accidental premiere? Are we about to be red carpeted?
No.
We're famous now.
But no, it was literally on this week, like two or three nights for one showing. But I don't think it's had its official... I definitely haven't missed the official release because I've been going to the cinema for like the past 4 or 5 weeks non-stop. It's just really, really weird. And it's a Sam Raimi film.
So are we about to be sat in a very busy cinema, I suppose, then?
Well, when I checked the booking, there were three of us.
Oh, okay. We'll have to make friends.
So I genuinely don't know what's going on. Maybe it's absolutely panned, but I think the Rotten Tomato score was 72%, 74%.
You know I don't listen to those.
Yeah, no. Well, I don't. But they should give you an idea of whether or not it's going to be a total lemon, I guess.
Trailer looked wicked.
The trailer looks amazing. It looks... The best way I kind of could describe it was it kind of looks a bit like a Tarantino Kill Bill-esque sort of thing.
Yeah, I got that vibe.
Mixed with a little bit of kind of Glass Onion and whatever that first film was. I can't remember what it was now. Which was the Daniel Craig being the detective. So it kind of had this kind of feeling of...
Knives Out.
Like Knives Out, that's it. So it kind of had a kind of feeling of that with how it was like chopping and changing between the family members. Mm-hmm. Then it had that little bit of kind of Kill Bill to it. And then it's Sam Raimi, who did the recent Evil Dead. Okay, he did the Doctor, whatever his name in, fucking... Oh my God, my brain's just not working.
We're terrible,
tonight.
Aren't we?
Yeah, the Marvel film, which was
Doctor Strange
and
the multiverse. Madness.
That's it. And that was atrocious. It was typical Raimi, the horror side of it, but the film itself was just tragic, to be honest. But anyway, so yeah, it's him. And then the main character who plays the mute character is Pennywise.
Yeah.
Which I didn't realise. I didn't know that until someone pointed it out to me the other day.
I did.
This car park's fucking horrible.
Look at the potholes. It's so Rammo too.
They're everywhere. It's like someone's going to come along here with a pickaxe.
I haven't been around here since COVID. So this is where one of the COVID test centres was.
Yes, it was. It was over in the corner, wasn't
it? Yeah, it used to come up around here, but it didn't have all these potholes.
COVID caused it.
Yeah, this is COVID.
Caused the potholes.
Yeah. Well, they have got a 5G mast over there. So
oh, well, there you go.
It tells you everything you need to know, mate. You're like my mum. You could have got further, actually. That's a lie. You could have parked
all
the way
over
there.
I could have gone
all
the way over behind. No, I park up here because it's always empty. But yeah, so we are going to see Boy Kills World. We've parked, so we're going to go and get some snacky snacks at hyperinflated cinema prices. And then we'll watch the film and we'll come back to you on the drive home and tell you if it was good or not.
I forgot the mic was on the seatbelt and I just took my seatbelt off.
Oh, that's going to be great sound quality, isn't it? Brilliant.
peak. Peak. Peak.
I'm holding it this time.
Well, yeah, it's much smaller. That's what she said. Oh, dear. Why does that sort of joke make everyone laugh no matter what?
A lot of things that you say that other people say don't make. Like, if other people say it, I don't find it funny, but something about when you say it, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's just your delivery, I don't know.
Oh, who knows? Right, okay, we have just come out of Boy Kills World. It was not what I expected in the slightest.
Yeah, I didn't know what to
expect. Oh boy.
Fucking hell, that. The violence.
Right, okay. First of all, we're going to try and keep this as spoiler free as we can. So,
yeah.
Number one, I made a mistake. It's Sam Raimi produced it, someone else wrote it and directed it. So, like, I got that mistake and I saw that in the credits at the end. So, Sam Raimi is still involved, and trust me, you can tell.
Oh, bloody hell.
Yeah, you're right. Violent is an understatement.
I think there was three times in that film where both of us were audibly going, oh, God.
Cheese grater.
Cheese grater.
Jesus fucking Christ, cheese grater.
Yeah, the guy with the vice. Oh, yes. Everyone in the cinema went, oof.
So, yeah, we're not doing a spoiler for that one, because if you've watched the trailer, you know what's coming, because that is part of the trailer. He drops a heavy vice on someone's head, and oh my God, what you don't see in the trailer is the level of detail you see in the actual film, because the trailer would just immediately get banned. Fuck me. Levels of... So, yeah, first of all, if you've not got a strong stomach or you don't like violent, horrific scenes of mutilation and death, don't go and see this.
It's not the film for you.
I would say this is up there or surpasses... you've seen Brain Dead, haven't you, by Peter Jackson?
No, I don't think I have.
Oh, okay. So it's one of Peter Jackson's early films. It's called Brain Dead, and basically it's a bloke who falls in love with someone, but his mother's a bitch. She gets bitten by, I want to say it's a zombie rat, I think it is, and she becomes a zombie, and the whole story is him trying to protect the world from knowing that his mum's turned into a zombie. But she starts then eating people and turning them into zombies. There's a whole sex scene between a zombie reverend and her.
Oh,
and it ends with a piss takeoff. So in The Evil Dead, when he's got the chainsaw,
mm-hmm.
they rip the piss out of it in Brain Dead, and he's got a Flymo lawnmower. it's grotesque. It is properly grotesque. But this, with the modern effects included, oh fuck me, this surpassed Brain Dead.
Yeah, it was shocking. I'm not like going, hey, it was so shocking. Shocking as in, like, I loved every minute of it. Oh, but I was like, oh my God, my God.
I find it really hard to say this.
Mm.
I loved the film.
Mm-hmm.
It's wrong on very many levels saying that I loved it, because of the amount of violence and the guts and everything in it. Just, oh shit, it's just mental. But at the same time, it manages to convey a real emotional undertone, a kind of this undercurrent of emotion that is so not expected.
Yeah.
Holy crap, yeah. I loved it, but I feel bad saying I love it when it's such a brutal film. Mm. And it is brutal for brutal's sake. It's not clever in any way.
No, you're right, yeah.
You could have told the story with far less blood, guts and horror, and you would have probably still had a good story.
Well, it's just like, okay, we're going to do a fight scene now. Cue wicked music. Bring on 20 thugs. Let's start cutting people up into pieces. Isn't it? And then you get a bit of 10 minutes of chatting, of story elements, and then start again.
Yeah, and you get a little bit of comedy thrown in as well. For example, Dave really has problems.
Yeah, Dave.
Dave.
Oh, dude.
I was so expecting a Monty Python joke at that point as well. When people go and watch it, if you've seen Life of Brian, not Life of Brian, Meaning of Life. Is it the meaning of... No, it... Oh. I just can't remember where the knight who has all his limbs cut off is. Here's the meaning of life.
I think it's the meaning of life.
Yeah. Anyway, you'll get what I mean by the Monty Python reference when you get to that point, because... But there is a lot to unpack with the film.
Yeah.
The story, I think, is solid.
Yep.
The acting is fucking brilliant.
Yep.
Everything about it, actually, the set dressing, the design of everything, it's just really good.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know, how do you feel about this particular situation? Because this is a situation that's in the film. And it's actually, it's exactly the same as we were discussing in the trailers about Mad Max.
Yeah.
The world has gone to shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know why it's gone to shit.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I am with that. It's like something bad has happened and now we end up in this world of culling and rich people kind of almost like the Hunger Games on hallucinogenic like, drugs making it way worse.
Kind of like the Purge. That's what it felt like.
Yeah, Purge, than, Hunger Games, yeah, all rather mixed than into one.
Everyone going around killing everybody. It's just like, no, they just get to kill 12 people every year who are against her, you know.
100%,
yes. I feel like that's not what the film's about. Do you know what I mean? Like, they just really quickly just made this kind of thing just so they can be something.
Yeah, and I, you know what? The reason I don't mind it in this is because it doesn't fit into the story in any way.
There's that's no... not what's driving the story.
Exactly. Yeah. So the fact the world's gone to shit really doesn't matter at this point. It's cool that they've done it. And yeah, part of me would like to maybe know a little more about it, but it wasn't the be-all and end-all. And whereas with Mad Max, as much as I really enjoyed the film, it did vaguely bug me that they make it really heavy on the fact that, yeah, the world has gone to shit and this is why Mad Max is happening.
Yeah.
But what actually happened? Because they make it such a big thing of the film that we are in the end of days sort of stuff, it does make me wonder like, oh, okay, well, what actually happened? But in this, I didn't get that.
Yeah, it was very much like, bad stuff's happened. She culls people every year. This happens. Off we go.
Exactly, yeah. So, okay, so you're on the same page as me on that one then. Yeah. Excellent. I'm not going to change my opinion on it. I think I really, really enjoyed it. H. John Benjamin as the voice is just the perfect choice. I couldn't have pictured, or in my head, listening to the voice now, just I couldn't imagine anything better. It just, yeah. He fits that just full-on arch of Bob's Burgers straight in there. I don't think I've got much else to say about it.
Not without spoiling it.
Well, that's it. I don't really want to spoil. I might write a blog post on it and review it and do spoilers there.
Mm.
But in this, I think that was it.
That was a good film to come back to after a 3-year hiatus.
Yeah. Certainly an interesting film to come back to. Jesus.
I have to figure out what the last film I saw at the cinema was and then do a comparison of the two.
We'll do that in the main podcast then. I think that's a good idea. Oh, well. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye.